Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are awaiting the address from RFK Jr. We will cover it live here on 97.1 FM Talk, and we will also stream it. So make sure that you join us on the Odyssey app, and you can stream it wherever you go. You can take the Odyssey app anywhere you go. Find 97.1 FM Talk there. I think you can still, can you favorite our show still? Does that still exist?
On the app?
Yeah.
With
podcasts?
Don't know.
You can listen.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it's a super easy way to take the station with you and take the show with you, with the whole, all the shows in the station. So you can keep up with us there. Tulsi Gabbard was speaking about RFK Jr. and the future for
him. You know,
him.
His supporters are independent-minded people who value freedom, who are concerned about what President Biden and Vice President Harris have done to our country and leading us into the brink of multiple regime change wars, the brink of World War III and nuclear war. They're concerned about this broken healthcare system and the deep rot of corruption that is entrenched in almost every agency in our government. We'll see what Bobby Kennedy decides to do. And you know, no vote should be taken for granted. He'll have to make the case to his supporters about the very clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Kamala Harris standing for taking away our freedom, an increasingly tyrannical government, and more war, versus Donald Trump, who stands for peace, prosperity, and freedom.
Well, I anticipate what we're going to hear from RFK Jr. We don't know for certain that he's going to suspend his campaign. We've heard from RFK Jr. Jill Stein tweeted this out earlier today about how aggressively the Democrat Party is working to sue both of those campaigns to essentially run them out of funds. They're trying to make it in the courts so that their opponents can't compete, which is an indication to me that the Democrats are not confident in Kamala's ability to win this race outright. They believe that it's going to be at minimum razor thin, where an RFK Jr.'s candidacy could, in even if it's just if he were just on the ballot in a few swing states, could in effect throw the race away from the Democratic Party to Donald Trump. Both Jill Stein and RFK Jr. have been very critical of how the Democratic Party has been so litigious. And, you know, I always have to catch myself, and I'm always reminding you, they are hypocrites. The Democrat Party are complete and total knowing hypocrites. They know what they're doing. They understand that it's hypocritical. They have lived under the veil of a media that has subsidized their ability to be so aggressively, blatantly hypocritical. The only reason that the Democrat Party can get away with saying one thing so forcefully and doing something so differently is because the media has allowed them to do that. The media is supposed to advocate for you and you alone. They are supposed to stand side by side of, in front of you, to find the truth and to expose the truth, which is really kind of coming back to this YouTube poll that we're doing today. Which full story do you want the most? We've got four listed here today: the Trump shooting, Jeffrey Epstein, 2020 election integrity, and COVID. If you could have the full story, but you could only pick one of them, which one would it be? You go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and you can vote. You can tell us why you voted the way you did. But I remind you, if you had the full story on any of these things, it might not be as nefarious or scandalous as you think it is. It might be a little bit of a womp womp. It might not be. But we don't know, because we we don't function in our society when it comes to information in truth. And the side of politics that has weaponized disinformation and misinformation so much that they labeled it, they do it, and then they named it so that they could accuse somebody else of it. That's the ruse. And they know that for people like you that's paying attention, you listen to 97.1, you tune into the Annie Fry Show, you listen to other things that are out there, podcasts, and you know, maybe you partake in various cable news networks, whatever. They know that you're plugged in and that you can see the hypocrisy, but they also know that there are enough people who don't, that as long as they send out what formulates a leftist ideology and a serviceable villain on the other side in Donald Trump, in the Republicans and Christians and in traditionalists and people who, you know, fly flags out on the front of their garage or put some sort of military emblem or something on their pickup trucks. They can caricaturize this entire swath of people in this country and collectively make them a serviceable victim so that you constantly need to know that there's somebody out there protecting you from an enemy, a boogeyman in a closet that doesn't even exist. It's not even real. They know this. They completely are fully aware of it. And while it gets under your skin because you see it in plain sight, it doesn't matter because the media won't cover it. They don't advocate for truth for the American people. The First Amendment right, freedom of the press, is supposed to be, you remember where your rights come from? The government, the entire structure of our Constitution is set to limit government and what they can do to you. It's not a list of things that the government permits you to do. The Constitution is a perimeter around government as to this is where you can deal in and this is where you don't deal in, because this is America and these are the American people and they have rights that come from God, not from government, because if they came from government, the government could take them away. They know what they're doing. They've gotten away with it for a while, but it's so egregious now. It's so blatantly hypocritical and vapid that I am praying that we might be coming to the end of it. And this RFK Jr. address has the potential to cause us to take a massive step in that direction.
There's a number of things that we could see from this address. One of them is that it's not anything that we've been predicting. You know, he hasn't really tipped his hand. Nicole Shanahan, his VP, has a little bit, but he hasn't. So it could be something much less salacious than we think it is. It also could be that he's just dropping out and not endorsing. So that could happen as well. It could be a soft endorsement that maybe Trump's not aware of. He seems to indicate that he's not aware. So we'll see. I mean, we're watching the podium right now. We shall find out very, very soon.
And we'll carry it when it happens. It was scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. our time. And we will wait. And they want to make sure that everybody, you know, you build up the anticipation and the suspense around something like this. You get everybody's eyes, everybody's leaning in. And Donald Trump has said multiple times that he's not certain what RFK, he didn't indicate that he's in the know specifically of what's going to happen. That conversation might be happening right now.
Yeah. Wow. Wouldn't that be interesting? I didn't even think about that possibility, that they're talking right before he goes on. Regardless, if he drops out,
it would make sense that it was supposed to start at 1. Mm-hmm. They have a conversation that starts at like 12:45 and Trump's just still
he's
talking.
Still going.
Yeah.
If he drops out, that is a big deal, because then you have, you know, depending on the polling, anywhere from 10 to about 4 or 5% of this electorate who has no candidate. That's a big deal in a very close election. How will it shake out? Certainly if he endorses Trump, that's an even bigger deal. But even if he doesn't, you have to think that right now, if you're a part of this protest vote that is RFK, you are saying, I don't really like either one of the major establishments. I'm an anti-establishment vote. So either you don't vote at all in this election, or Let's say you go back to your corners and some of them lean right, some of them lean left. He kind of appeals to both. That's been his draw. There are more third-party candidates on the left that you could go to do that protest vote than you can on the right. So just by sheer number of candidates available, you'd think that this would benefit Trump.
I don't know how this... I don't know how anything RFK... The only thing that RFK Jr. could do that would benefit Kamala Harris, in my opinion, is to endorse Kamala Harris.
Agreed.
And it would be... It would be in the face of everything that he has stood for. So that's not going to happen.
No. No. He's so... It's so interesting, the new dynamic of American politics that exists with this aligning of values that aren't always on pure policy. You know, you have RFK, you have Tulsi Gabbard. They're not traditional Republicans, yet they seem to align with the Republican Party right now. So we'll see.
We're going to take a quick break. A little bit earlier in the segment, we're watching the RFK Jr. Address to the nation. It's supposed to start at 1 o'clock our time. We're going to squeeze in a quick break here, and we will break into the break with coverage of it if it goes live. This gives us a little more breathing room throughout the course of the rest of the hour. So don't go away. RFK Jr. live on 97.1 FM Talk as soon as he starts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking, you'll have it right here. We'll be right back.
It's been fun, but now I've got to.
Welcome back. We're waiting on RFK Jr. to deliver his address. He was scheduled to go at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. our time. And we don't know what is going to come of this quite yet, but we have a lot of expectations. We do anticipate the possibility that he's going to suspend his campaign. Following that announcement, should that be the case, the possibility that he would endorse Donald Trump, that would be a pretty consequential development here in the course of this election season. And it's amazing to me the timing that it's the Friday after the convention for the Democrats has completed.
Yeah, which suggests that RFK would be leaning toward Trump. You know, he wouldn't want to take the limelight off the party he was supporting right after the convention by doing this.
I don't know how Trump is going to react to it. We kind of joked about the possibility that maybe Donald Trump and RFK Jr. decided to have a phone call right before he delivered the address so that Trump would have the heads up of what was going on. There's a lot of plausible deniability that comes into a moment like this where Donald Trump is out there saying, I don't know what RFK Jr. is going to do, but Donald Trump can't make the announcement for RFK Jr. about RFK Jr.'s campaign.
Right.
So you just don't tell him. And Donald Trump doesn't ask so that you can honestly go up and say, I haven't been told yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. And that's exactly what he's saying. The latest that I've seen him say, and of course, this could change if he could begin speaking right now, is that Donald Trump. Wait a second.
So they're saying right now in Fox News that a Pennsylvania court filing is that RFK Jr. will endorse Donald Trump. So
I'm glad I didn't say that sentence then.
What?
Because I was about to say that he didn't know. Now it's like, oh, maybe he does know.
Well, no, I don't think that he did. Going back to what I was saying before, these plausible deniability moments happen so that Donald Trump can answer questions and not have to be deceitful and saying like, oh, we've worked all of this out. Now, maybe he is completely deceitful about it. But generally speaking, you handle these things Trump is told when he can you listen in on Fox and see what they're doing right now, just to see if this is what we want to cover. You have the campaigns work it out. You know the things are going to be developing, and then Donald Trump knows when he needs to know.
Yeah.
So I would assume that in the midst of doing that, right before RFK Jr. is going to take the stage to say, I'm suspending my campaign and I'm going to endorse Donald Trump, that he probably has that conversation with Donald Trump, but not until absolutely necessary.
Which would be right now.
Which is why I really think that RFK Jr. is like, I really have to go.
It's so funny.
I'm 26 That's, minutes late.
What's so funny is that you're like, hey, maybe this is happening. Now it looks more and more like that actually is what's happening.
Well, that's my guess.
I mean, yeah, we don't know for sure. But if that is legitimate, I mean, if the report from Fox News is that RFK is going to endorse Trump, and Trump up until this moment has been saying, I don't know. Then they really could be having that conversation
well,
as we speak.
We have to watch and see what the common opponent might be. And it looks like it's probably going to be Kamala
Harris. Look, she's a Marxist. She always was. She always will be. She's going to leave the border open. I was there today, and the Border Patrol, as you know, gave me total endorsements and all of that. I've gotten endorsed by almost every major police group in the United States. But she is a Marxist with open borders. She's not going to have any fracking in Pennsylvania. She's going to close down the oil and gas industry, and our country is going to go bust. She didn't talk about the $35 trillion, which I was going to start paying off with liquid gold that we have right under our feet. We were going to start paying off debt, lowering taxes still further. And, you know, she wants to raise the taxes on corporations. What they're going to do is pick up and move to another country, like the pharmaceutical industry moved to Ireland and they moved to other places.
The idea from Donald Trump following the Kamala Harris speech last night at the Democrat convention, to sum up how he feels about Kamala Harris, he calls her a Marxist. You could back that up. That is really something.
Yeah, that's not like, I'm going to take a shot here. This is the policies of Kamala Harris being further left of a very far left Joe Biden. So it's not as if this is just campaign rhetoric. This is the actual beliefs and platform that Kamala Harris is not just running on, but sort of running from. She's trying to get away from some of it, and it's really tough because she's not talking.
Did you watch, how much of the speech did you take in last night?
I took it in, so live I tuned in as the balloons were dropping, which was wonderful. I got to see a whole lot of celebration. So I watched most of it after the fact. I do think she talked a little bit about policy, but it was vague. It was kind of generic. It was almost like she was doing it so that she could say she did it and not say anything.
So let's, while we're waiting for RFK Jr. to take the stage, there are reports out through Fox News that RFK Jr. is going to endorse Donald Trump. So we're going to wait and see what happens there. On our live stream, you can follow along with us while we are waiting for RFK Jr. to speak. I just pulled up KamalaHarris.com. Shall we take a walkthrough of the website? The convention is done. We have completely had the opportunity for the Democrats to completely make their case to the American people in their own context. On their own terms, in their own words. We should know what they're about. When you go to KamalaHarris.com, the first thing it says is don't miss out. Stay informed by signing up for notifications from Team Harris. You can get organizing updates, general updates, or merchandise updates. I'm just going to click later on
okay,
that. Not
that later.
Then there is a splash page that goes across the top, Harris Walls. Can only see one thing in my mind when I read that, but here we are. Donate for your chance to meet Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. Your flight, your hotel stay, and an opportunity to get a photo with Kamala and Tim on us. Donate any amount for your chance to win $25 up through $1,000 or other. We're going to click close.
Okay, close on that so we can get some specifics.
Yeah, and I'm really taking one for the team because my algorithm here now thinks I'm interested in KamalaHarris.com.
Yeah, but the algorithm for that entire computer, so it'll affect Mark Cox and everybody else, too.
I'm on my laptop.
Oh, gosh, sorry.
I didn't think that through. So after you get rid of the splash page, and it's not unusual for the first thing when you go to a campaign site for there to be a donate thing, so that's fine. You get rid of that splash page on the top there, more opportunity to donate. So donating is still part of the very top of the website. Very key, important. Scroll down to where you get to the masthead of the website, which is the top part. Harris Walz on the left. And then on the right, we have in the top menu a few options. Meet Kamala Harris.
Oh.
Which we just did.
We already did that.
Meet Tim Walz. Kind of the same thing.
We did that too.
Take action. Store. And donate.
So I think I know what four out of the five of those are.
Which one?
The one that I don't know about is take action.
Let's click on that and see.
Okay.
Now, when I say this, I'm going to start saying the beginning part real slow so you know that it's your cue to chime in like you're in a first grade class learning your colors. And I guess you'd know your colors before first grade. I guess it depends on where you go to school.
You just want to make sure you know them by then.
When we fight, we win.
Oh, it's right there on the website.
Isn't that believable? Didn't that make you want to do that?
I feel like I'm at the DNC.
I know. I just wanted to end.
I feel like I'm listening to John Legend right now.
Enter your zip code to get started. Find an event near you. Access volunteer resources to mobilize your community.
Wait a minute. Is that another?
That's the whole page. It's just zip code, state, find an event.
Did we maybe overlook the specifics of the campaign?
I don't know. Let's keep looking here.
Went back to the beginning.
I went to the homepage, and it took me all the way back to the splash page where I can donate.
Okay. Close. But you close that again.
Meet Kamala Harris. Maybe it talks about her policies here. That's a nice picture of her. Then there's a picture of her and her mama.
Okay.
Her Shamala? Is that how you say her mom's name?
I don't know.
Talks about her time as attorney general, district attorney. Here's a picture of her hugging Dougie. Kamala, you may be the first to do many things, but make sure you are not the last. Another nice picture of her. That's it.
Well, what does it say right above that picture, though? Something. No. Yeah, that one right there. On January 20th, 2025, if we all do our part, she will once again make history. And she will make sure the doors of opportunity are wide open for all to follow.
And the message here is that if you don't do the correct government, then we're all screwed.
All opportunities and doors of opportunities will close.
Only through government. Only through the correct. Our government is so big that if we choose the wrong one, you will be limited.
You won't have any opportunities if the government isn't involved in it.
So that's me, Kamala. There's not any policies there. Maybe the policies are under the Tim Walz.
Well, it has some history of where she's been.
This guy looks so normal and Midwestern and white. I'm talking about his hair. His skin's white, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some super white hair.
He's just like me. It's like looking into a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
A Midwestern mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Tim Walz. He's just older. And like way far left of me.
Together, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are moving our country forward and fighting for working families.
Okay, so it talks about, you know, the things that he's done. He was a governor. He is a governor.
He's a lifelong Midwesterner.
6 terms, Governor Walz has represented Minnesota. Congressional first district. Oh, okay. So when he was a congressman.
Yeah. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance see those less fortunate as scapegoats and punchlines for their jokes. We see them as our neighbors. See, the truth about that statement there, and this is key. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance see those less fortunate as scapegoats and punchlines for their jokes. Actually, the punchline for the jokes that come out of the Trump-Vance campaign, it's Tim Walz. It's Kamala Harris. It's the swampy status quo of big government that is actually a punchline. Specifically Donald Trump doesn't do the you know, straighten your tie, really polished version of politics that in the past has been very beatable for the Democrats, because there's this aura of Republicans think they're better than you. And that's easy to defeat because, of course, every Republican that has ever run for office is flawed. So you just point out those flaws and you compare the flaws to the perception that these polished politicians are better than the rest of us. And that facade breaks down very quickly. And then you win in a campaign. The left, the people who are in control of the less fortunate in all of these impoverished areas all around our country, in these big cities, St. Louis, not to be excluded. It's hard to think of those people as anything less to the Democrats as a punchline, because they get the same people to vote for them over and over and over again, and they never have to deliver. So who's the punchline here? who's cracking the jokes, and who's actually trying to look at people, regardless of their lot in life, as their neighbors. It's the side of the people, which is the Republican side of the ticket. It's not the big government Democrats.
The deepest blue areas of the country, the cities, densely populated, a little bit less than they used to be, but still densely populated areas. They can't even get stores to come in and sell food there because they're so ridden with crime. They're so poor. They're a wreck. They're homeless people everywhere. Drug use out of control. And they have the gall to say on the website, well, Trump and Vance are doing all this to the poor people.
Let's take another break. We're waiting for RFK Jr. to deliver his address, and we are watching very closely to see when that will begin, and we will bring it to you when it happens. So keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Kennedy to address the nation momentarily right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
If you've been injured in a car wreck, you need the best. Let us make your case our cause. Car accident? Call Onderlaw for a free review at 314 or 618-9 million.
You've been listening to the very popular Wellness One for many years, Saturdays and Sundays on 97.1 FM Talk. We're happy to share that we've expanded the show to four times a week. Yes, four times every weekend. Saturday at 10 a.m., Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 9 a.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. It's the same great show designed to cut through the nonsense and provide you a common sense, science-based strategy for a healthy life. So join TJ and Aaron for Wellness One. Now, four times a week on 97.1 FM Talk.
St. Louis, Walk to End Lupus Now. The 2024 Walk to End Lupus takes place September 7th at Creve Coeur Lake Memorial Park under the Trayman Pavilion. Join us in person to Walk to End Lupus Now. Sign up yourself or register your team today. The Lupus Foundation will provide you with all the tools you need to fundraise for lupus research, support, and educational services, all while earning awesome incentives. Invite friends, family, and coworkers to join your team and fundraise. Join us as we unite as one lupus community. For more information, visit the website at lupus.org/heartland.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
I know we're all busy. We're working, we're running errands, trying to take care of the kids. It's really easy to put things off. One thing you do not want to put off, though, your annual eye exam. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates not only gave me the most thorough eye exam I've ever had, but they're also experts in the diagnosis and treatment of all diseases of the eye. Everything from dry eye to macular degeneration and cataracts. Think about this. Your eye health is the window into your overall body health. Doctors Greg Birdy, Ranja Malhotra, Robert Brusati, Andy Royer, and Samuel Berry, they can look at your eyes and even tell in some cases if you have early stage diabetes, heart disease, lung problems, even some forms of cancer. They're called the doctor's doctors because they've treated more than 250 doctors. The best part about this is that most insurance plans cover the cost of your annual eye exam. Set up your appointment today, 314-966-5000. Again, 314-966-5000, or go to youreyedoc.com.
Well, we are waiting for RFK Jr. to speak about his path forward, but a developing story is that it was supposed to be at 1 o'clock our time. It is now 1:40, and he has not taken the podium yet. So we will carry that as soon as he comes out and maybe find out what has delayed this announcement, but it is 1:40. This time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up.
JerryKelly.com.
show feedback or topic commentary.
Whiskey Dickerson Annie Fry t-shirt is literally the most comfortable shirt I have ever worn my entire life.
Let us know by clicking the microphone in the Odyssey app. Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back. We are still waiting for RFK Jr. to address the nation. He has had it scheduled for 1 o'clock our time, so we're about 42 minutes late. I mean, it is pretty presidential of him to be this late.
Yeah,
honestly,
maybe he's gonna win.
Maybe this is the moment. I suspected. I. What's the word I'm trying to think of? I'll come up with it later.
Gubernatorial.
Okay, Deadpool. It's like the only thing I know about that movie.
Me too.
Brad told
it's a great
that story
joke.
Here. I wonder if he's having a conversation with Trump right now. You don't. I mean, you definitely want to get the attention of everybody, and he's likely got the attention of everybody right now. But my suspicion is that before he took the stage, he started talking to Trump, and Trump is probably negotiating with him right now.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that the other major cable stations, they might mention it. I don't think they're going to dwell on it too much.
Can we get one? Can we get the other cable news on that, or is that just network TV? This little one.
The little one. We should be able to. I don't know. I'll try.
Never considered putting MSNBC on the studio in here, or CNN, but we could. Not in addition to the Fox TVs that we have on in here. Our YouTube live chat poll for today: which full story do you want the most? There are a lot of things right now that are out there that are super conspiratorial. Now, we're limited to four options in every poll that we do, but we are asking specifically on these four, if you could get the full story, all the details, which one would you pick if you could only pick one? The Trump shooting, Jeffrey Epstein, the 2020 election integrity question, and COVID. And when we were putting this question together, I'd come up with a couple, and then Brad was spitting off a couple. We got four, and then we came up with this question. But we have a grown man who left us a message on the Odyssey app, and you can do this too by going to the Odyssey app, finding 97.1 FM Talk in the Odyssey app, and then clicking the microphone next to the play button.
And just to make clear, we're not saying that we're not going to describe you physically if you call. His screen name was Grown Man.
I would never presume to know if somebody's a grown man.
Yeah, we don't know.
But this is how this man identified himself.
Yes.
And he left us a message in accordance with this YouTube poll: which full story do you want the most? And this is what he had to say about the poll question.
I have two other items I think that should be added to the list today. The first being Biden Crime Family Incorporated. The second being Biden Senility Cover-Up.
So those are two additional things that I'm looking at and I'm going, that's pretty interesting. And that's something that I would really like to know as well. Mostly to see when that will begin, and we will bring it to you when it happens. So keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Kennedy to address the nation momentarily right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't go away.
Can we do this again? Oh, this is the Annie Fry Show.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
If you've been injured in a car wreck, you need the best. Let us make your case our cause. Car accident? Call Onder Law for a free review at 314 or 618-9000.
You've been listening to the very popular Wellness One for many years, Saturdays and Sundays on 97.1 FM Talk. We're happy to share that we've expanded the show to four times a week. Yes, four times every weekend. Saturday at 10 a.m., Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 9 a.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. It's the same great show designed to cut through the nonsense and provide you a common sense, science-based strategy for a healthy life. So join TJ and Aaron for Wellness One. Now, four times a week on 97.1 FM Talk.
St. Louis, Walk to End Lupus Now. The 2024 Walk to End Lupus takes place September 7th at Creve Coeur Lake Memorial Park under the Trayman Pavilion. Join us in person to Walk to End Lupus Now. Sign up yourself or register your team today. The Lupus Foundation will provide you with all the tools you need to fundraise for lupus research, support, and educational services, all while earning awesome incentives. Invite friends, family, and coworkers to join your team and fundraise. Join us as we unite as one lupus community. For more information, visit the website at lupus.org/heartland.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
I know we're all busy. We're working, we're running errands, trying to take care of the kids. It's really easy to put things off. One thing you do not want to put off, though, your annual eye exam. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates not only gave me the most thorough eye exam I've ever had, but they're also experts in the diagnosis and treatment of all diseases of the eye. Everything from dry eye to macular degeneration and cataracts. Think about this. Your eye health is the window into your overall body health. Doctors Greg Birdy, Ranja Malhotra, Robert Brusati, Andy Royer, and Samuel Berry, they can look at your eyes and even tell in some cases if you have early stage diabetes, heart disease, lung problems, even some forms of cancer. They're called the doctor's doctors because they've treated more than 250 doctors. The best part about this is that most insurance plans cover the cost of your annual eye exam. Set up your appointment today, 314-966-5000. Again, 314-966-5000, or go to youreyedoc.com.
Well, we are waiting for RFK Jr. to speak about his path forward, but a developing story is that it was supposed to be at 1 o'clock our time. It is now 1:40, and he has not taken the podium yet. So we will carry that as soon as he comes out and maybe find out what has delayed this announcement, but it is 1:40. This time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up. JerryKelly.com. Show feedback or topic commentary.
Whiskey Dickerson Annie Fry t-shirt is literally the most comfortable shirt I have ever worn my entire life.
Let us know by clicking the microphone in the Odyssey app. This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back. We are still waiting for RFK Jr. to address the nation. He has had it scheduled for 1 o'clock our time, so we're about 42 minutes late. I mean, it is pretty presidential of him to be this late.
Yeah,
honestly,
maybe he's gonna win.
Maybe he's gonna win. Maybe this is the moment. I suspected. I. What's the word I'm trying to think of? I'll come up with it later.
Gubernatorial.
Okay, Deadpool. It's like the only thing I know about that movie.
Me too.
Brad told
it's a
that
great
story
joke.
Here. I wonder if he's having a conversation with Trump right now. You don't. I mean, you definitely want to get the attention of everybody. And he's likely got the attention of everybody right now. But my suspicion is that before he took the stage, he started talking to Trump, and Trump is probably negotiating with him right now.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that the other major cable stations, they might mention it. I don't think they're going to dwell on it too much.
Can we get one? Can we get the other cable news on that, or is that just network TV? This little one.
The little one. We should be able to. I don't know. I'll try.
Never considered putting MSNBC on the studio in here, or CNN, but we could. Not in addition to the Fox TVs that we have on in here. Our YouTube live chat poll for today: which full story do you want the most? There are a lot of things right now that are out there that are super conspiratorial. Now, we're limited to four options in every poll that we do, but we are asking specifically on these four, if you could get the full story, all the details, which one would you pick if you could only pick one? The Trump shooting, Jeffrey Epstein, the 2020 election integrity question, and COVID. And when we were putting this question together, I'd come up with a couple, and then Brad was spitting off a couple. We got four, and then we came up with this question. But we have a grown man who left us a message on the Odyssey app, and you can do this too by going to the Odyssey app, finding 97.1 FM Talk in the Odyssey app, and then clicking the microphone next to the play button.
And just to make clear, we're not saying that we're not going to describe you physically if you call. His screen name was Grown Man.
I would never presume to know if somebody's a grown man.
Yeah, we don't know.
But this is how this man identified himself.
Yes.
And he left us a message in accordance with this YouTube poll: which full story do you want the most? And this is what he had to say about the poll question.
I have two other items I think that should be added to the list today. The first being Biden Crime Family Incorporated. The second being Biden Senility Cover-Up.
So those are two additional things that I'm looking at and I'm going, that's pretty interesting. And that's something that I would really like to know as well.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.